With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We've got a very interesting show in store for you today with a dear friend of mine from the left coast, as I like to say, and we'll bring her on in just a few minutes. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham to get us started. So without further ado, let's get going. First, from the Universe. You choose to be who you are now, who you now are. You came here to thrive. The odds always seem steep. Still, the game is rigged in your favor. You knew what you were doing. Your demons aren't real. Fear was part of the deal. Love is all you need. You're never alone. Thoughts become things. And you still look absolutely amazing in jeans. Beaming the Universe. Well, thank you, Universe. I'm glad you like my jeans. I think the Universe having a little bit of fun with us today. I see we're getting a little thumbs up there. Thank you. To all my listeners whom, for some reason, Facebook isn't showing me who's watching the video, but I'll check in a second. What is the Universe saying here? We chose to be here now. We knew what we were getting ourselves into. And I think this is the concept, and sometimes people have a little bit of a hard time with this, of this idea of a soul contract, or I won't even call it a contract. Let's just say that before we were physical, we were non-physical. And when we were non-physical, we decided, hey, it's nice being out here in the non-physical realm of things, but I think I would like to experience life in a physical body. And so we made a choice, and we look at, what family would give me the experiences that I want to experience for this lifetime? And what situations are the ones that will help me to grow and explore all different facets of myself? And just in general, explore the variety of the infinite possibilities. And so we went out. Ooh, got a bunch of hearts on that. And so we came into this physical form knowing that the challenges we had, we would have in this life are exactly the challenges we would have. And that the highs and lows were all a part of the game. And that this was exactly what we wanted for our soul's growth. And it's sort of hard to wrap our heads around this concept sometimes, because so many times people are like, what? I would never choose to have this kind of stuff happen in my life. I would never choose these parents, this family, this situation growing up in this particular neighborhood, country, whatever it happens to be. I hate to tell you it, but yeah, you actually did. Not you, your personality, not you in this physical life, but you, the being of light, the underpinning soul that you are, that's far greater and far more than just this physical body and your conscious personality. We are so much more than that. And it's from that larger part of ourselves that we made that choice and that decision to be here. So if we made the choice to be here, not too much to complain about, because that means we really did choose our parents. We really did choose our families. We really did choose this life. And we chose it not necessarily because it was the easiest, the most loving, the most joyful experiences we would have. Because to spirit, you know, joy is only one of the many, many, many emotions and feelings and situations that we can experience. And our souls want to come here to experience everything, not just the good stuff. I know it's hard to believe, but when we peel back the judgment from things being good or bad, it's a very different perspective. And it's one that I think serves us and empowers us in a whole different level. So, quite a fun quote, and it's always nice to know the universe is beaming at us. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Make a decision of what you want. Give your attention there. Find the feeling place of it, and you're there instantly. There is no reason for you to suffer or struggle your way to or through anything. Abraham. Okay, so what is Abraham saying here? We decide. We experience life, and by experiencing life, clarity comes to us of what we want, and typically it comes by experiencing what we don't want, so we know that much better what we do want. So we experience life, we know what we want. And when we find the feeling place, when Abraham is talking about the feeling place, Abraham's talking about what does it feel like to actually have that thing that we're focusing on in our life already, even though it's not here yet. Whether that's an amazing relationship, success, a best-selling book, a million army followers, a giant house, a Tesla car, starting a movement to create more peace in the world, more sustainability, to honor nature more, whatever it is that causes us to light up and causes us to just feel good about being alive. Whatever that thing is that we decide to place our focus on, when we capture the feeling of what if it was already here, right now, and we start acting as if it is already here, right now, and we live from that place, then we are there instantly. The only reason Abraham says why it takes time, and sometimes the universe's timing is not our timing, but what causes things to not show up instantly or so quickly is that we have some resistance to them. And we have some resistance because either we're placing our attention on the fact that it's not here yet, or we're placing our attention on all the things that could possibly keep it from coming and being here. And so we create this energetic resistance, maybe not a conscious, you know, in terms of our desire. Yeah, I really want it. But there's this energetic resistance to the very thing we want. And so that slows down the manifestation process. And the more we embody, and when I say embody, I mean in our thoughts, in our habits, in our energy, and in our physicality, in every aspect, the more we embody that very thing that we're focusing on, that we want to have here in our life, the more we just act like it's already here. It's just going to naturally show up because we're creating a field, a magnetic field that says this is here now. And when we do that, magical things can happen. People will show up in our lives. Coincidences will happen. The universe will bend to that energy. And at the same time, if there's any resistance within that energy, that's just going to slow it down a little bit. And hey, we're human beings. Is it natural for there to be some resistance? Absolutely. But as we learn to recognize the resistance and as we learn to let go of the resistance, things start to shift and change. Now, it requires a lot of work on our part. It does, but not the work of like the taking the action and I have to work hard at this and I have to do massive action and do this and do that and do this and do that. Do those things help? Absolutely. And I'm not saying you don't have to take action. But the real action that has the most effect is that internal work. It's that internal exploration and self-reflection of, you know, do I really feel I deserve this? Do I really fully embody and embrace this? Do I really feel like looking at all these little programs and all these little things that have built up over the years that keep this stuff from coming? That work is far tougher, far more difficult, and far more and takes far more attention and patience than the actual physical external stuff. Am I saying we don't have to do the external stuff? No, I am not saying that. Absolutely, we do. Yet when our energy is lined up, when our nervous system is lined up, when every aspect of our being is lined up with what it is we want to manifest, those actions come naturally. Those actions happen in an instant. And it's like grease on the wheels. It's so much smoother. And a little bit of action will take us so much further when we actually are all lined up with it. And when there's some resistance there, it's like we've got our foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. We're moving, but we're not moving as quickly as we could. So this is just what I want to impart with you. Look, is it easy? Do we always recognize it? No, of course not. We're human. But just know that when we're trying to manifest something and it's not coming and it's not coming, it's one of two things. There's resistance inside of us that we haven't recognized, or it's not in our greatest and highest good. So it's all about trusting. It's all about really reflecting on ourselves and refining ourselves. That's why it's called the great work. Working on ourselves, as a friend of mine likes to say, it's a lifelong PhD. It's constant. It's never ending, but it can be filled with joy and fun. All right, so two wonderful quotes from Mike Dooley in The Universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoy them. And, of course, next week we'll have more. Okay, so let me quickly, before we go to break, introduce my guest, because I am very, very thrilled to have a psychotherapist, angel expert, teacher, speaker, and author, Corinne Cartagena Grillo, on the show today. Corinne has helped thousands of people all over the world go from angel curious to angel powered. Ooh. Many years ago, Corinne witnessed a miracle that was so mind-bending, and we're going to get into this, and extraordinary that it changed her life forever. This intense spiritual awakening led to the discovery of her profound intuitive and healing abilities that, until that time, she had no idea were inside of her. Since that day, she committed to teaching others about the profound magic that lives inside of them and how to heal their heart, minds, and lives fueled by the power of the angels. Corinne is the author of the upcoming book, The Angel Experiment, a 21-day magical adventure to heal your life. She is a fellow member of the Evolutionary Business Council, and I call her my friend. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Corinne. How are you doing today?
Sam, I am so happy to be here. I'm doing great.
Oh.
How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm very happy to have you on. I'm very thrilled to introduce my audience to you and to talk about your experiences, your journey, and your new book. But we have to take a quick break, okay?
Wonderful.
Okay. So you hold on. Audience, you guys stay put. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after these messages with Corinne talking all about angels. So don't go away.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. A quick shout out to my Facebook live viewers, Lisa, Louise, Patty, loyal listener Patty, Kevin, Maraha, Maraha Lena Pretza. Oh, you're a new listener. Welcome. Ah, I guess you're a friend of Corinne's. Anyway, Corinne, so... I know you've told me the story, but I would love for you to share with our audience, what was it that kind of woke you up to this whole realm of angels and energy and our unusual gifts, let's call them?
Yes, well, it all started, Sam, back in 2010, and I was going through a particularly... rough time in life. I would say, you know, the first several decades were the rough time of my life.
Yes, and, I know that feeling.
you've been there, right? And so, it was a challenge. I would say, there's a lot of stuff in my history that really kept wanting to stay alive, a challenge for me. Hmm. And I was going through a really hard period in my life. And burning the candle at both ends. I was drinking about a fifth of tequila every 2 days. I was on antidepressants. I was taking Adderall. I was on this asthma medication. I mean, my health was failing. And ironically, I was a licensed psychotherapist while all of this was happening.
Wow.
So, and I had a daughter at home and I was working too much and it's just, essentially a shit show. Mm-hmm. And so, I had a really hard time getting my act together, and a friend of mine randomly, she didn't know how hard things were for me at the time emotionally. Right. She bought me an angel healing, and I said, "Okay, that sounds fun. Let's go see a psychic." And I had I didn't have any concept of angels. Other than you what you read about or you hear about in church and things like that.
Right.
But I didn't really have a framework for how they actually work. So essentially I went to that healing and I felt so incredibly different and changed. And the woman told me, she said, talk to the angels as if they're real.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. And all the synchronicity started happening within a few days. And then it really climaxed when I was driving down the street in Pacoima, which is kind of a downtrodden area in Los Angeles, and I was going to a client's house, a bird fell from the sky and landed on the ground. And I looked at the bird. I stopped my car because it happened right in front of my car.
Oh,
stopped
wow.
my car. I looked at the bird. Yeah. And, for the previous 3 days, I'd been doing nothing but connecting with angels, talking to angels, and I could actually feel their presence. So it was very shocking to see this bird drop from the sky, and he had a little mangled wing, and he was trying to push himself up, and I didn't know what else to do for the bird, because I didn't want to get out of the car, because I was going to be late to go see my client, So I asked the angels to help this bird and take it out of his suffering. And as I drove around the car, I kept looking and praying for it. And, you know, Sam, it was probably the first prayer I ever did for another being, you know, because I wasn't a religious person or anything like that. So I asked the angels to take it out of its suffering. And as I watched with my very own eyes, and mind you, I was sober, I saw this bird shake on the ground, and a small bird jumped up from the body of that bird. And then a second one jumped up from the body of that bird. And then a third tiny bird jumped up from the body of that bird. And there was nothing left on the ground. So I watched as this bird with a broken wing transformed itself into three tiny, healthy birds. And they all flew away. Wow. There's nothing left. So that clued me in that miracles are real and that angels are actually real. It took it to like the next level beyond synchronicity into holy wow, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of a mind-blowing experience. I'm curious, like when you were younger, like a little kid, did you ever have any like unusual experiences that like when you told your parents, they were like, oh, you're just imagining things? Or was this like the first time in your life that you ever saw anything like that?
Yeah, no, that was definitely the first time. I'm not one of those like intuitives that have been like, oh, I've seen dead people my whole life.
And, yeah.
You know, it wasn't one of those. It was really a like, you know, one world, just my world opened up to a whole new reality.
Wow.
And even though I had been culminating over those last few days, it was really that moment that clued me in that there's some serious business happening with angels. And from that day is when I started doing a deeper investigation to kind of figure out, okay, what happened to me?
Right.
And oh my gosh, angels are real. And Sam, when you see something like that, you know, like, okay, if that was possible, then anything was possible. But I'll tell you the biggest miracle was just how I changed. My heart changed, my mind changed. And I had this new voice inside of me that was, in a sense, guiding me towards a different kind of life.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's incredible. It's kind of like you had started to dip your toe in the water and then the angels kind of pushed you and threw you in the deep end.
Yeah, it was pretty intense and pretty awkward. You know, I didn't actually know how to talk about it, Sam, because
I'm a
therapist.
Right. Now, so like being a therapist, you know, being a licensed medical professional, and now all of a sudden you're in this world of angels and energy. Like, how do you make that transition? And, you know, the reason why I asked you about whether you had had any experiences when you were a kid is I did want my audience to understand, because so many of my guests are like, oh, yes, since I was a little kid, but then I suppressed it and then it came out later. But that sometimes we don't know, we don't have any experience at all until we're adults. And then we have that kind of event happen or that experience happen that shows us that there is a much bigger world out there than we had been living in before. And so I'm just curious, like that transition is not always an easy transition. Like sometimes people think, oh, like once I know they're angels, like everything will be peachy keen and go easy and stuff. It's not that way, is it?
Sam, it was awkward. I have to tell you, it was like these two worlds colliding and me having to standing in the middle trying to rectify this magical thinking with this reality and this deep education in psychology and, okay, wait a second, how does this all fit together? But yeah, it was awkward. And we all have this capacity. It was what I've grown to learn. And, you know, I do a lot of teaching and training in intuition and things like that now. But yeah, it was weird in the beginning. It was a transition. To be frank, Sam, I didn't even talk about that miracle probably for like a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
I told my husband, maybe some really close friends, but I did not come out publicly with that at all.
Right.
Not for a long time, because it was like, you know, how do I even say that out loud? But what ended up happening, Sam, is that in my sessions with one-on-one, let's say someone had been crying for 6 months postpartum depression and she hadn't been able to sleep, I would start talking to her, and then I would feel the presence of angels come into the room. And for a while, I would hold it back and not actually say what was happening. But it got to a point where I just had to accept that, you know what, I might, you know, lose my license if I start doing this kind of work, but the angels are here. So I just invited, you know, I just would say, hey, if my client was there, hey, you know, you want to do something a little weird, a little you know, do you want to hear something weird, you know? So that's how I started in my practice, because I found when I brought angels into the room and the angels were able to kind of move energy through my clients' psyches or hearts or bodies, that they healed very quickly, rapidly. So it was like, you know, 30 minutes, the crying stops, and you know, they come in next week, and I'm perfectly fine. This is great.
Wow.
So lots of miraculous healing would start happening in my
practice,
in that world. So slowly and gently, I included this in, and then I started claiming it and saying it out loud to other therapists what I was doing, and eventually, you know, step by step, phase by phase, Sam.
Wow. And so you did tell your family about what was going on. Did they like give you a hard time about it? Did they look at you kind of like, oh, Corinne's lost it now?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. My family was like the last to know. I told my husband.
Okay.
But I was not, you know, it depends on your family, whether they're safe or not, but I knew not to tell my family. And not for a while, because again, you know, here I had this classical education, and what you're going to start doing, what you're doing, what. And so in the beginning, there's people didn't believe, but it's really over the years of seeing me in action and seeing the wave of beauty that's getting spread across the world that they go, whoa, okay, you're doing something. What's going on? And, and I'm like, hey, I already told you, angels, you know, they're real.
That's great. Were there any other, I'm just curious if there were any other incidences after the bird incident that you would consider like a real miracle that happened to you or with you?
Yeah, well, I would say that was the biggest, the big moment miracle. But since that day, So the thing about miracles, I find, is they come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. And some of the biggest miracles are actually the most subtle ones, like a change in your heart, a change in your mind. So for the first, for my 20s and most of my 30s, I would wake up every morning and literally wish that was going to be my last day. And that feeling dissolved. So that is miraculous to me. And, you know, I think it's just been one thing after another. Now some of the biggest miracles that I witness now, Sam, are from the students that I teach, from their ability to open up. And many of them don't know that they have spiritual gifts either, just like I didn't.
Right.
And watching the miracles happen for them. Actually, recently, we had one of my students was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And the doctor told her she either needed surgery and chemo, but she needed to do something because it's very aggressive, the kind of cancer that she had. And so she consulted with her angels and with spirit and felt and got guided to not to do those interventions, and that she was going to do healing work with the angels and with spirit and do her own thing. So just last week she got the final clearance that all the cancer is gone. She's cancer free and did not do the official medical route. So I get to hear about miracles like that actually pretty frequently.
That's amazing.
I know, it's so freaking cool. I can't even believe the state of my life. So I will say, like, the other biggest miracle is where my life is today compared to where it was back in 2010. It's just a constant unfolding, miracle after miracle.
And just real quickly, we just got about a minute before break. When did you decide that to kind of make that jump from therapist to, okay, I'm an angel teacher now, or an angel intuitive now?
Oh, yeah, so that was back in, I would say 2014, 2015, where I finally got the guidance to just focus on what I love and quit trying to be smart all the time. Just talk about angels, you know?
Wow. Okay. All right, cool. All right. So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about your new book, The Angel Experiment, a 21-day magical adventure to heal your life. And want to let our audience know what that's all about. And then we'll continue talking about angel stories. Okay.
great.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live. And we will be right back with Corinne Grillo in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and it's my pleasure to have Corinne Grillo on the show today, talking all about angels. So, Corinne, you're coming out with a new book, huh?
I sure am, yes, The Angel Experiment.
Yeah, so what kind of got you to say, you know what, I have to put something down on paper about this?
Well, yeah, I mean, usually it's like some guidance that angels are constantly inviting me to step out of my comfort zone and do weird things. And this book in general was really inspired by an online course, a 21-day course that I taught and that I put out, you know, to the world, where thousands of people have taken it over the years. Mm-hmm. And amazing things, honestly, like incredible things happen for people when they do this class, do this course. It's 21. It came to me and was channeled through me by the angels, and how they framed it in the beginning was, we have 21 gifts we want to give to you and give to humans and to give to other humans. So it's a step-by-step daily practice that invites deep healing from the angels and from spirit to really shift your vibration, shift your frequency, and most importantly, dump the crap that we've been carrying around for somewhat decades. And so that's the inspiration.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And so this is based on a course you give. How else do you work with people? You know, do individual readings? Do you just do group work? How do you work with people?
Yeah, you know, these days I don't do a lot of one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I'm busy building. We have a VIP Angels member site, so I do a lot of and create a lot of content for those people. Sometimes I do groups, but mostly I teach and train people how to open up their lives to angels. I used to do a lot of intuitive and readings, individual readings. But I got the guidance that it was now time for me to help people build their own wagon as opposed to me, you know, kind of putting on the wheels for them. Right. So my passion now is teaching and training people how to open their lives to open their lives to angels, but also how to heal other people as well.
Ah, nice, nice. So when someone comes to you and they're in a bad way, like that woman with ovarian cancer, or maybe someone's in an abusive relationship, or someone's just having a hard financial time or whatever, and they come to you, like what do you teach them to do? Like, what are just, if you could give our audience just like the first couple of steps of like, how does someone just get started in this world?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So I actually have something called the 7-Day Miracle Challenge, and it is a step-by-step process. It's a 7 days to and walks you through the very beginning steps. So one of the steps is creating a sacred space in your house where you feel like which you could have, like, you know, a candle or some beautiful flowers or crystals or whatever it is that you love. Mm-hmm. So you kind of officially open up essentially a portal to invite angels in. So that's one step. But one thing that everyone can get started with today is working with Archangel Michael. Ah. So Archangel Michael, most people have heard of Archangel Michael, but what they don't know about Archangel Michael is that he's a real presence down on the ground that can come and help right now. And what he's amazing at helping with is removing toxic energy, toxic thoughts, fear-based thoughts. So I'll tell you a story. There was this girl. She was a teenager, and it was a friend of mine's daughter. She started having panic attacks every single day at school, and it was impairing her way to her ability to function at school. So I started working with her. I taught her the steps to you know, do some deep breathing. You call Archangel Michael in. You invite him to come and clean up your space, take away your anxiety, take away your resentment, take away everything. I think it took about 2 weeks, but after 2 weeks, her panic attacks had stopped. And currently, she's now a runway model.
Oh, wow.
So that all started with Archangel Michael. So right now, all anybody has to do is ask Archangel Michael to just clear their energy. You sit in meditation. You bring in the good juju. Right. And you exhale the bad juju. And it's really amazing. Sometimes people feel warmth around them when they call in Archangel Michael. But yeah, it's very powerful, very potent.
And in your mind's eye, like when you see angels, I mean, they're not necessarily these winged beings that look like people, right?
I don't see them that way, but some people do. Yeah. And we're all unique mediums, meaning we have, some people don't see angels at all. Some people just feel them. I think for me, I could feel them, but everybody's different. So some people do see them with wings. I don't. I see mostly light and I feel presences.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people who work with angels say they just come at like little balls of light or big balls of light. And that's the way. It's just, you know, we have such of the, in society and sort of this image that we have of what an angel is supposed to be based on, you know, old books and stuff. So people tend to get stuck or a little stuck on like, oh, they're supposed to look this way or come this way, but that's not necessarily true.
No, exactly. And some people, you know, aren't seers. So we have a few different spiritual gifts. There's clairvoyance and clairsentience.
Right, right.
And some people who are naturally clairsentient will feel the presence. Right. But they will discount it because they didn't see a big angel showing up with wings, you know?
Right.
But it's really about all of us.
That's a really important point, that sometimes things can be very subtle and we don't always recognize it as a presence in our lives, but there can be a presence there that's that little voice in the back of our head that maybe tells us to turn right instead of left and we avoid an accident, or to not go into work today and not feel well and we missed the fact that there was going to be a fire in our building and stuff. Like, little things like that can happen and it's not always obvious, is it?
Exactly. And, you know, I talk about that in the book, how important it is for us to really change our framework, like, and not expect someone to smack us over the head with something.
Right.
Sometimes it's about slowing down and noticing the shift. Like with that Archangel Michael practice, you can slow down your energy, close your eyes, and call in Archangel Michael. And right away, you can notice subtle changes. So it's about redialing how we experience life and the world into the subtle.
Right. And that sometimes when we pay more attention to sort of these subtle things that happen, we actually start to notice much, much more.
Exactly. It kind of grows. It grows. The more that you notice, right. Like you're talking about manifesting, the more that you attend to something, right. It will expand.
Right.
So.
Right. What are some of the other gifts? Like what are some of the, an unusual gift? Or what's a gift in the book that that maybe people might be surprised to hear about?
Well, there's clairaudience. Clairaudience, some of the intuitives that I train, they don't know they're intuitives yet. They just come to see what they're made out of.
Right.
Some people hear voices, actual voices, and not in a scary way.
Right.
But so you can, get messages and get words. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important for all of us to understand who we are as intuitives, because it's through our intuitive nature that we are guided to begin setting our lives free, setting our most beautiful, most delicious life free.
Right.
And it can start coming in as thoughts and feelings. It might seem or feel like your own thoughts and feelings, but maybe it's guidance from your higher self, from your higher power, from angels. So I think just becoming aware, there's clairsentience where you kind of feel things, clairaudience where you hear things, clairvoyance where you see them. And all of us have a primary clair, if you will, like a primary muscle that we're flexing.
Right.
So the more that you understand that, the more, the more that you can party.
Any recommendations for like how people can go about developing their intuition?
There's plenty we can do. I think the first step always is acknowledging that you're already highly intuitive, and that the more that you attend to that, what people do right now is that they discount all of those moments as coincidence. And I think the very first step is going, whoa, what if that wasn't a coincidence that I knew that it was Billy calling me on the phone? So just allowing yourself to, giving yourself permission to already be magical will boost your magic. But there's plenty of classes out there that you can learn intuition. I teach a lot of them. But, I just feel like we are guided into the teachers and the places that we are to kind of open up and expand. But all it takes is just a little will, just a little willpower.
It's funny. I'm looking on the Facebook Live and I see Patty saying, yes, I hear voices. One saved me when I rolled my car. He told me what to do. That happens actually quite a bit, doesn't it? You have stories from your students of such things.
Oh, yes. Yes, and so, yeah, Patty talking, that was her clairaudience kicking in,
right?
So she received, so she, more than likely, if she pursued the route of becoming an intuitive, she would be a highly acute clairaudient.
But
that happens all the time. It happens all the time, and sometimes we don't even notice it when it happens.
Right.
In an event like Patty's, it's really obvious, but we are being guided all day. It's just a matter of, it's our choice to listen to the guidance and not to discount it as crazy or coincidence or, wow, that's just, I don't think I deserve that, or I'm not worthy of that, so I'm not going to do that thing that I keep on thinking about.
Right. Do you have any like rituals that you do to call in the angels, or do you have any, kind of prayers that you use in general, or do you just kind of sit back, focus on Archangel Michael or one of the other angels and just call them in?
Yeah. So actually, Sam, my book is really based on 21 invocations. So I do invocations versus a prayer to angels. And the reason, the way I make the distinction is that when you do an invocation, you're inviting this energy to awaken within you.
Mm.
When you're praying, it's more like you're praying to something outside of yourself to come and intercede on my behalf. So I do invocations, and you can create your own, but the angel experiment is full of invocations, and we
wonderful.
Work with different archangels to invite in a different frequency and a different energy to bring whatever, whether it's to open your eyes to miracles or, things like that. But
yeah, it's interesting because when I do my healing work with people, I have a very long invocation that I do. I mean, the invocation itself takes 5 to 10 minutes, where I'm calling in many different, I like to say collectives and energies and archetypes. And I call them in because I figure, you know, I consciously don't always know what's the best energy to support this person in the healing that they need. So let me just call in the whole gang and then they can decide, okay, I think, you know, which group is going to kind of come forward and do the most work. And I don't even have to be aware of it. And so doing invocations, I know, can be a very, very powerful practice. And I know for myself, when I do invocations before doing a healing, it totally shifts my state also.
It really does. So, yes, I love ritual. I love ceremony. And I'm like you. I do not kick any ally out of bed. If you want to come and help me, my answer is going to be yes. Get into bed with me. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Believe it or not, it's already time for us to take the last break of the show. So everybody stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to find out just what lies in the future for Corinne and so you get any last tips for how we can integrate calling on angels into our day-to-day life. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Corinne Cartagena Grillo, author of the upcoming book, or is it out already? The Angel Experiment, a 21-Day Magical Adventure to Heal Your Life. Is the book out yet or not yet?
It's out for pre-order. It officially comes out on the bookshelves on October 29th. October 20th. You can get it, okay. So you can pre-order it from Amazon.
Wonderful. So get it just in time for Halloween, huh?
Exactly.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, what have you learned about yourself in this whole process of becoming an angel expert? What have you discovered about yourself that you didn't know before?
Yeah, I think, oh God, the list is so long, Sam. It's like everything that I'm doing today is insane. Compared to anything I thought was possible for me, even speaking in front of crowds or showing my face on video or talking about anything. It's one thing after another. And I think that is something that I wanted to share, that the more that you invite angels and spirit into your life as a real presence to come and support us, there's so many gifts that we have. That we don't know. Like, I thought I was cooked already at the age of 35. I thought I knew what I was capable of, Sam. And And I just, you know, this path is just one thing after another. And so, you know, of course, like the angels help awaken my healing ability. So I was really blown away at how people's mental health problems would really stop. To be frank, they would stop in sessions. And, you know, the list goes on. I just didn't know I could do just about anything I'm doing right now.
Wow.
And I just want, you know, your listeners and whoever's listening to know there's just so much more inside of us that is just trying to find a pathway to express itself. Right. And it's so beautiful.
Right. Yes, we are definitely, as I said during the quotes of the day, we are much, much greater than just this physical body. And we're just barely being able to explore that. Do the angels ever give you indication of what's to come? Like, you know, sometimes people think of angels as, oh, they'll tell me my future, or they just give you a little nudge here and there.
Yeah, I think it depends on who you ask. I find the best angel experience is happening in the moment, right here and now, and whatever your next step you are to take.
Right.
I, you know, for me, there's a lot of things I didn't see coming, but it was mostly good things. And so I think the angels will show us and help open up the door for us, but it's going to always be up to us to move in that positive direction. Right. But I do know people who do have gotten, you know, every once in a while I'll get a premonition about things, but you just never know. So again, I feel like the most exciting way to work with angels is about right here, right now, and asking what your next and highest best step is to take. And that's whether you're launching a business or you're changing your business around, or you're looking at buying a new house. And, you know, like what is the right step for me to take now?
Right. Like they'll support us in our process, but they're not necessarily going to do the work for us.
Right. They are not going to rescue us, right? They're not there to rescue us. Sometimes they will, like with Patty. Right. If it's not her time to go, they're going to intervene. But for the most part, I find it's like the angels will give you inspiration. They will open up the door. Like I said, they'll open up a door, give you options, but it's free will. And it's our choice to actually take sacred action to making that happen. And I equate it to, you know, praying. You want to you want to win the lottery, but forgetting to actually go to the store and getting the ticket. Like you have to take action steps to get what you want.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the action is essential. And as I said before, you know, sitting and lining up our energy and praying on it and even calling upon the angels for their support is very, very helpful. But yes, you have to get off the couch and actually go do something.
Exactly. Do your part. Put down the sandwich. Go and do your part, you know?
Right. So what's coming next for Corinne Grillo? Now that the book is about to come out, what's next for you?
What's next? I'm just partying. There's an angel party coming. I just smelled a party in the wind. I think the next funnest thing that I'm doing is in February, we are gathering to do an intuitive angel healing retreat up in Santa Cruz at 1440 Multiversity. So yeah, I love meeting with people in person, and it's just such a blessing because some of my students or people that are kind of in our communities will come and gather together, and they're friends. Maybe they meet in other countries. They've met each other, but only online. So it's such a wonderful experience when we all gather and start channeling angel juju together. So I can't wait to see what happens for people because it's always like intense and amazing and awesome.
Right. Beautiful. And so if people want to like find out about your classes, how to get your book, all that kind of good stuff, where would they go to find that out?
Yeah, they can go to CorinneGrillo.com.
Right, and that's spelled CorinneGrillo, just the way it sounds.
Yeah, CorinneGrillo.com, and they can get the book, check out some of the other stuff we have going on, but... Yeah.
Wonderful.
Fun stuff.
Does anything ever surprise you anymore? I mean, you live in such a magical world now. Does anything ever happen with your students or in just day-to-day life that just really surprises you?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, I'm not numb to this. It's as exciting as it was, you know, years ago.
Right.
You never, like, miracles never get old, Sam. It's right. always amazing. Right. And it's just, oh, gosh, so much has happened. But no, it never gets old, and I am always shocked.
Wow. So what's the
shocked and not shocked.
Yes. Surprised and pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
So knowing now that you have all this sort of energetic support, you have these angels behind you, what tend to be the challenges these days? Like, what's tough for you? Or really, now that you've kind of settled into this new life of yours, is just everything easy?
No, everything still sucks sometimes, Sam. But
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Not at all. No, this is, I mean, life is still life. We are still human. And I still have my shadowy bits that rise up within me and resist life and cause me a lot of grief here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much more manageable. It doesn't take me down the way that it used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to find neutrality much faster. So I just feel like the spiritual work, it helps you build resilience, maybe helps you create, have a thicker skin when it comes to life.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have our cycles and rhythms and our highs and lows.
Right. I'm just curious, do you get a lot of the numbers showing up, like 10-10, 11-11, 12-12, things like that, 3-3-3?
Yeah, I've definitely had periods where that happens. That actually happens to a lot of people in our communities.
Yeah.
That's one of the, to me, yeah, so that happens. And those kinds of synchronicities, those are just, you know, one of the ways that Spirit's trying to get our attention,
mm-hmm.
to just, you know, pay attention. And a lot of times it's just, I feel, it's just you're in a portal, and it means that you can make a shift, a big shift here when you start seeing all those numbers.
Yeah. Well, I just couldn't think of a more apropos guest to have on today, which is 10-10, October 10. So, Corinne, listen, it's been a blast. It's been so wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on. We've got, you definitely have to check out the Facebook video afterwards. There's lots of people shouting you out, and very happy that I have you on the show today.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, it's such an honor to be on the show. I love your show, Pam.
Aww.
It's wonderful. You do such amazing work, and it's just so great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. And I let's connect soon, and you definitely have to let me know when you come to visit New York City so we actually get you in studio live, okay?
That sounds so fun. I would totally do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And am I going to see you in San Antonio, Texas, the end of January for the annual convention for the EBC?
You sure are.
Yay!
Sure.
Oh, we definitely have to hang again. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Corinne. Thank you so much. Have a great day now.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. And thank you, my loyal listeners, Patty and everyone, and even my new listeners for tuning in today. I so appreciate you. Without you, there is no show. And if you enjoyed this interview, if you enjoy the show, if you're getting value at it, please don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends. Let other people know. The more lives that we can touch, the further we go, and the better we can make everything. So thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.